And yesterday we said we'd come back to ants, and we are people of our words. Richard Faulkner is on the line from Rentokil. He's the Advanced Technical Field Consultant. How are you, Richard?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Give us the lowdown on ants.
Yeah, so what we found this year is that the first 2 months, especially January and February, nationwide our calls were up 74% on 2020. So it's a lot of environmental factors. It's the milder weather, and especially the last few days, the calls have been going up because we've had this nice sort of mild weather, sort of 11 to 15 degrees, which has been lovely.
Yes.
And that just increases sort of insect activity.
Where are they for the winter?
They are usually reasonably deep in the ground in their nests.
And how do they feed themselves? Or are they inactive, so they don't need any food?
They'd be a lot less active, but they and stockpile food. That's when you see them trailing back and forth. They're taking food back to the nest.
They're stockpiling for the winter.
Yeah.
Okay. So then when it gets a bit milder, then they're out and about and they're sniffing out food.
Yeah.
And they're very good at that, Richard.
They're fantastic at it, yeah. They're really good foragers. And it's strange because usually, traditionally, we've always sort of associated them as a summer insect. But because of our climate change and we're getting sort of 1-2 degrees milder than we were, they're starting to get active a lot earlier in the year. Usually this time of year, they'd be predominantly feeding on insects. And then once we sort of get our flowers fully blooming and you've got nectar and pollen, they're going to start to sort of favour sweet things as well. And it sort of coincides with when trees and plants start to fruit as well.
Right. So we get them every year, and I use AntStop, and I feel a bit guilty because I'm sure it's not environmentally friendly. Is there any environmentally friendly way of preventing ants in your house?
See, the best way to prevent them without using a chemical is just really, really good cleaning.
Are you suggesting that our house isn't clean? My wife's going to be on the phone immediately.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I don't want your wife after me. It's the best way, because if you're taking the only thing any sort of animal needs, and an ant's no different, it needs food, shelter, water and harvest. And the only thing available in your home for it
is food.
The food.
Yeah.
So if we take that away, and especially, as you know, when you've got small people in the house, there's food gets hidden everywhere. And that's sort of the key. It's just making sure when there's spillages or food debris drop that it's cleaned away straight away.
But I'm just wondering, like our house, like a lot of houses now, are open plan. So once they get in, it smells of food. The place smells of food. That's the thing. So they're drawn to it.
They need to actually find the food first.
Oh, do they?
Right. Okay. They go out in their forage. A worker will find the food and they start to emit a pheromone. That's why you see that it's a chemical message. So that's why you see them in these fantastic uniformed lines back and forth. They're just following a chemical trail.
Aha. So the guy, when the worker goes out and he finds a bit of crumb from a lovely croissant or something that was eaten on the couch when they were told not to eat it on the couch. So they then lay down a trail back to the nest.
They literally emit a pheromone,
right.
And then the others follow it before, and they all keep doing it, so the pheromone trail gets stronger. And just to be politically correct, all the worker ants that we get are females.
Okay. What do the males do?
Not very much. We're just really there for reproduction and then die out, mate.
Okay.
On that one. Yeah.
And somebody said yesterday, I described a scene yesterday from a holiday I was on years ago where I put down a bit of crisp and eventually an ant found it and then more ants came. But there seemed to be a bigger ant standing to the side. I described him as a sort of a foreman type figure. But somebody said that they were actually like a henchman, a bodyguard.
Yeah, depending on the ant species, especially when you're looking at warmer climates, you do find that there's different sort of castes of ants, almost like there is as termites, and they are. You've got like guard ants that will protect the foragers, and also when you get near the nest, you're going to have a lot more of those because they're there to protect the queen and the larvae and the egg.
Your name's not on the list, you're not coming in.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, now yesterday we were told that cloves, they don't like the smell of cloves, so that'll work. Somebody says here that ants won't cross talcum powder.
They're not too fond of chalky stuff, but they will if the pheromone trail's there enough. Yeah, there's all these different things. My nan had remedies for everything, bless her. An aunt, it was pour boiling water on them. Any cut, spot, boil or anything like that was TCP. And if you were sick, drink lots of water. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. The thing that I use, and I'm going to say it again, is Antstop bait stations. They work, and I've tried other ones, and they didn't work as well. So, and then I suppose if it's a full on infestation, they're on the phone to you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There are, as you said, you can go out and you can buy different products from hardware shops and stuff like that. And sometimes it depends what species we're dealing with. Mainly we're going to be dealing with Lacis niger or black garden ant. But we've got several species of ant in Ireland. And sometimes there's different ways to treat them. There's certain multi-queen colonies that can't be sprayed.
Okay.
Some people get an aerosol and spray that, and it actually causes the nest to bud and makes the problem worse. So it's really down to identification.
Of the type of ant. Listen, while you're on, they want free advice here. You don't mind, just two here. Emmett, I have a wood lice problem in a kitchen extension that's only 5 years old. Can't put powder down because of pets. Is it dampness? Emmett wants to know.
You're bang on, yeah. Wood lice are not insects, they're I suppose the crustaceans, so closely related to crabs and stuff like that, and they need moisture. So it's probably a moisture thing. It might be due to humidity or ventilation. Get a dehumidifier in. That would be pretty much the best thing with that.
Dehumidifier, okay.
Yeah.
So who's this? Yeah, somebody anonymous. I have a problem with carpet moths. I've never heard of these before. They're eating away at my carpets.
Yeah, so what that is, there's we don't call them carpet moths. They're actually clothes moths. But yeah, they feed on the protein called keratin, and keratin's in natural fibres. So if you've got a nice woolen carpet, high wool content carpet, the larvae will munch through that quite happily.
Okay.
That's pretty much a job for us.
So like that, all the wives' tales about talcum powder and cloves, etc., they don't work, is the message.
It's keeping away spiders and stuff like that. Yeah,
and when do we get the flying ants? What day is that?
This year, I reckon we're going to be early July.
Listen, we'll have you back on, Richard, for that. Okay. We'll have you back on for that. Thanks so much for talking to us today. That's Richard Faulkner there.
Cheers,
from Rentokil.